Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
And I'm Jennifer Zamparelli with the two Johnnies.
Hello.
How are you doing?
And we are with you till 12. We've been here since 9. It's just flown by, hasn't it?
It's the most magical day. Jen, this is the best Paddy's Day ever.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely. And it's going to get even better because...
Warning. The following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
Oh no.
God, you're like two children.
Hold on to your butts.
Well, listen, this is a little ears warning. You can catch this chat on our podcast after the show.
Oh, you do a podcast?
We podcast our chats, especially these ones, because they can get a bit dirty. Okay. And we don't want people to miss out on them, so they can catch them after the show.
Dirty.
But today's not going to be too dirty. I know you're very sad about that, because we're going to talk about dating apps.
Yes.
Right? And we do this every single week. We do our sex therapy slot with the expert, relationship experts and sex therapist, Rachel Cook. Good morning.
Hiya, Jen. Looking forward to a bit of dirt. Small bit of dirt.
A bit of dirt, this one. I was telling the lads your fascination with lube.
I am so fascinated by it. I just love lube.
Yeah, and I was trying to explain to the lads, but can you just in a nutshell, can you just explain why lube, there should be lube on every bedside locker?
Is that not self-explanatory, Jen, at this point?
Okay.
Is this like when you go to a hotel and there's a little Bible?
Yeah.
You want in the locker to be a...
Yeah, hotels need to get on it. Shouldn't they, Rachel?
That is, thank you, Johnny, whichever Johnny that was. That was fantastic. That's exactly what I want. Lube is the new Bible.
Right.
Wow. Well, we'll move on quickly.
Yes.
I've taken note of the lube. I just wrote it down in block capitals.
Yes, do it. Okay, well, see, you've learned something already, but we are all going to learn something because we're going to talk about dating apps. And, I mean, have you guys ever used dating apps? Is it, you're shaking your head, Johnny Smacks?
No, but we have been in many profile pictures on dating apps.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like me and Johnny and then someone in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems to be a winner, and people will sometimes put like some of our sayings, and it's like looking for, you know, the arms of Johnny B and the other lad's personality.
Okay, so you've got people dates. That's
Johnny Smacks' ankles.
Yes, yeah.
Do you have lovely ankles?
It's about all I've got, Jen. I've got to just hang on to it.
We've been in a few fake profiles.
This happens a lot, Rachel, doesn't it? The fake profiling.
There are so many out there, and yeah, go on, tell us about what fake profiles have you been in?
I swear they're all fake.
Okay, they may not be fake.
They're definitely fake.
Rachel, how long have dating apps, how long have they been around?
Do you know what? They've been around since, Tinder became available to all smartphone users in 2013. But dating apps actually originated in the gay community. So it was Grindr and Scruff that came about in 2009 and 2010.
Scruff?
It's been 12 years now.
Scruff is the name of it.
Scruff.
Not great. Not great for it. We're talking about naming things.
Certainly wouldn't entice you, would it?
It did, apparently.
Huh? Sounds like a gardening app.
Was Tinder the first one? No, Grindr, you're saying Grindr and Scruff were the first ones out there?
They were the first ones in 2009 and 2010. And then Tinder came for iPhone in 2012. And then in 2013, it spread to almost all types of smartphones. So that's when it exploded in 2013.
Okay, I just want to ask the lads, because there's... obviously, you're getting married soon, Johnny Smacks, in October, please God. But you, Johnny B.
Oh yeah, I have a lady.
You have a lady, okay. But before that, before the lady and as maybe an insurance policy, would you ever consider going on a dating app as a famous person? Is there one for famous people in Ireland?
I hear... There is a Tinder for famous people in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never been on it. Mm-hmm. I was never on Tinder because, once we started doing the two Johnnies, people were just like, it's a fake profile.
Okay.
A friend of ours was on Bumble.
Yeah.
With a genuine profile, and people kept reporting her thinking she was fake.
Why?
Because they were like, why would a famous person be on Bumble?
Okay. Gotcha. There you go. Okay, so it's
Johnny was delighted that the fake profile of him said he was 5 years younger than he was.
Yeah.
He didn't even report it. He was like, that's grand. They can peddle that. I'm happy for that.
I'm going to share that.
But Rachel, what are the best ones and the worst ones, so to speak, for anybody out there who's considering taking the leap into that type of dating world? What is the best one? Is Bumble, is that a good one?
It depends how you view that. You know, I think the ones where you only have a very short profile, so Tinder, Bumble, even Hinge, these sorts of ones, you know, that they tend to be like easy to get into, but you don't know anything about someone other than how the photos that they put up. So I don't think actually they work that well. People get huge amounts of fatigue very, very quickly and they just feel sort of despair. So
we were talking about this off air, you know, because a lot of, well, what we've heard on the show, a lot of women, not complaining, but as you said, being fatigued by these lads just wanting and are after one thing. But from a lad's perspective, you know, or a woman or whatever you identify as, if that's all you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you say it without looking like a...
Yeah, that's our question. So is there a way, if a lad is going on Tinder and he's like, I just want the bang.
The jump.
How can he put because what he ends up doing is you start messaging a girl and then they meet up and then he's going to ghost her. And then girls are like, oh, this lad's an absolute scumbag. So he didn't have the confidence or the know-how to put it out there day one, set his cards on the table saying, this is what I'm looking for. Because he didn't want to come across as shallow or a bit of a creep or a player or whatever. So
we're wondering, Rachel, is there some sort of a code word that we can come up with right here, right now, that lads can like put on, lads and ladies as well. Sometimes, yes. You know, ladies could be just looking for a hookup.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
So if there's some sort of a, like, you know, a little code word or something, so everybody knows, oh yeah, they're just after casual, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
I think it would be better if people just had a set of pictures. It's basically what loads of lads, I think, in Ireland have anyway. But you'd have like a squad picture with 30 of the lads. You'd have yourself with a GA jersey on or some sort of football jersey. And then another picture with yourself with a pint spilt down your top.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So that would be the code is I'm not looking for a relationship. The lads are more important to me. I'm just looking for them. Right.
Yeah. I'm a session king. So it's like, yeah, there's going to be lads going out there now just pouring pints down themselves, putting their photos on Tinder.
And speaking of photos, Rachel, can you give us some tips on the best photos people should be taking and putting up there? I mean, what is with lads taking their tops off? You know, they're surely a no-no for a Tinder profile.
Well, it tends, again, that is probably a good code for I'm only looking for Nell Wright.
Yeah.
Got body, will use it.
Yes.
I have a problem with the topless ones, I think. Maybe because I wouldn't be able to take my top off and pose in the mirror, probably. But no, I just think it's a little bit.
But there's loads, there's loads of kind of cliches and cringeworthy trends that just need to stop. So what are they, Rachel?
God, there are so many. The trends, we've got like exchanging numbers way too early. You know, I get why people don't want to be chatting for weeks and months, but doing that too early, that's just, you know, photos that aren't you. I don't mean catfishing, pretending to be someone else, but people taking photos of like landscapes and the skyline. It's like, that's not what people are here for. You know, I think that's pretty cringe. Lying about your age, that's a big one. Lying about your height. Making your entire profile about dogs, you know, liking dogs. Some people would see that as a personality type. It's just a really boring one. Other things that people say, fluent in sarcasm, proud dog dad, partner in crime, looking for adventures. And then I have some of the more highbrow ones, the highfalutin ones will say things like, please believe in the Oxford comma, which is,
God. Cringe. What about photos with kids? Do you know what I mean? Like if it's a dad or a mom and they're out of a relationship and they're there with their children, is that a good way to go or a bad way to go? Because obviously
like many of these things, they were probably quite good at the start, but now they've become this cringeworthy trend where someone's holding a baby and then, you know, goes to most of their profile is spent explaining how it's not their baby.
So the do's and don'ts of having a Tinder or a platform like this and a profile, what are the do's and don'ts?
Do take picture. Don't take pictures that are only pictures that are only selfies. You know, I get that, especially in lockdown, many people don't have anyone but their own hand to take a photo of themselves. But I think that, yeah, having some other photos in there, but also not having loads of photos where it's not even clear which one you are. Mm. More detail, going into more detail. I know lots of people say, and as you said about some of the apps, there's only a few, you only have space for a few characters to say a couple of things. But like, you kind of want to try and have something that you're going to be able to talk about with this person if you're going to meet up. Now, if you're only looking for sex, then obviously you don't have to say very much necessarily.
Just a photo of your bedroom.
Yeah.
Have lube, will travel.
Yeah. Rachel, I just got a genuine question in to 51552.
Not a fake one. Nice.
This is not a fake one. Hi, Jen. Met my girlfriend this time last year on Tinder. All going well from the start. Lots of messaging and started meeting up during the summer regularly. She has told me she wants more, but we have never had sex and it never seems like the right moment. Now she is messaging me less and I feel not having sex is affecting us. Any help? What can I do?
Jesus. That's rough. I feel like, well, they haven't said there if they're doing much sexting.
No.
No. So, I mean, unless one or both people are massively against doing some online stuff. And, you know, as we've talked about before, you know, like take care of your privacy.
Have they ever had sex?
No, they've never had sex. They've never had sex. But she wants more in the relationship. This is the text that came in. Person is feeling a bit weird because they haven't had sex yet.
Well, when you say more in the relationship, what's she after?
It could be move in. It could be take things to the next level. It could be meet the parents. It could be any of that.
I wonder, does one of them have an issue with it? Maybe they're religious and they don't want to have sex before marriage.
There's
or something.
Lots of reasons why people don't want to have sex, Johnny.
I just can't think of any.
You can't think of any. But there's lots of reasons. So I suppose
have
having
to be
that chat.
Honest with each other and say, look, what are you looking for out of this relationship?
Well,
because
they
are, you know what I mean? If this lad is texting in and he's like, look, I'm mad to just horse it into her and she won't leave me. Mm. You're gonna have to be honest. You're born a goat. You're both gonna have to be tuned in to the same station.
That's right.
Make it 2FM.
Yeah. But we talked about this before, haven't we, Rachel, about people communicating, because it's very rare that you get two people that have the same libido. Mm. I mean, in your relationship, Johnny Sparks,
lovely. Turn off, Annie.
Well, if Annie could just text into 51552.
Let us know. But is it quite, are you quite even? Are you quite the same? Or did you have to have a conversation where you wanted less or wanted more?
We're quite the same.
Okay, well, that's good.
Thank God.
And Johnny B, with your new love?
Oh, yeah. Do you know that saying, less is more? All lies.
Okay.
He's about quantity.
Right.
Yeah. Easy now.
He's glutton.
He's in. Yeah.
Stop now.
Yes.
Stop now.
I'm going to leave it there.
She's a lady.
Okay.
One question to clarify.
Yes.
You said exchanging numbers too early was a big no-no. For the lads listening then, what is an acceptable amount of Tinder messaging before you should suggest exchanging numbers?
I reckon somewhere between a few days and probably a week. The odd time it might be 2 weeks, depending on how much you're messaging. But, you know, I suppose, again, it's not so much about the quantity of messages. It's like the fact that you feel like if you take into account that especially heterosexual women, they're getting so many messages that, you know, if men are just asking them to go up, to move on to WhatsApp or to meet up after 2 to 3 messages, you know, they're getting asked that all day, every day. Mm. So, yeah, you don't want to be chatting for weeks and weeks either. But I think just try and take into account how many other people they might be getting messages from.
Can I ask you two, do you have lad friends now on Tinder or on these apps, and are they just using it for sex or do they genuinely want to meet someone?
The lads on Tinder, as far as I know now, are just looking for that.
Okay.
And then we have some friends who'd be on Hinge and Bumble, and I think they're looking for a relationship. They're all moving at their own pace.
Yeah, we've also got a friend who just, like, if he likes anyone, if he gets a match on any of the apps, he just writes sensational.
Okay.
So I don't know what he's looking for. Just a reply, I'd say, would be a win for him.
That's a strong opener.
So, Rachel, back to you. If, you know, with all these different, is Tinder, is it gone downhill. I mean, if people are looking to have relationships, Tinder is not the place to go. Maybe go to Bumble or Hinge or these other ones. Is that the case now? Has it changed over the years?
Do you know, I think actually we're seeing, and we've talked about this a little bit before, I actually think we're seeing a move away from the dating apps. Matchmaking services are exploding in Ireland. And I think that's brilliant, you know, that there's more of this, you know, sense of someone who knows you a bit better being able to put you together based on your sort of interests, and that you might have compatible personality type, and that you've, you know, similar things that you actually want in life. So I think that we're sort of moving away from these apps. You know, there's nothing wrong with using them, but, you know, I'm seeing more people using ones like, well, Plenty of Fish has been very popular in Ireland for a long time. Then we had other ones like Another Friend, which is really only known in Ireland, I think. And then we've also got things like OkCupid, which can be a bit better for more sort of queer alternative dating, where it's just a little bit outside of the sort of conventional heterosexual stuff.
How does, okay, so matchmaking, you have interviewed a matchmaker, is that right?
Yeah, yes. We had Mairead from lovehq.ie on our podcast, and she was saying she's flat out.
Yeah.
Even during the pandemic, it's all gone Zoom and social distance, but she said she's got lots of people signing up, and it's amazing that, you know, she kind of, she said herself, I weed out to people who aren't in it for proper love. So she's trying to find proper love, and she's got like an 80% success rate.
That's incredible. Yeah. And there you go, Anita. Anita, did you hear that? That matchmaking.
On.
There you go.
Hook you up, Anita.
We'll hook you up. Okay, well, listen, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. We got there. We got there. We only mentioned Lou. Well, I mentioned Lou once, but now I can't help myself talking
about
it.
Well, my job is done now.
My job is done.
Now the answer is always just communicate with each other. So I'm done.
You are done. Well, listen, will you be back next week?
I'll be back.
Of course you will. Thanks, Rachel. There we go. That is Rachel Cook, psychotherapist and mental health consultant. You can follow Rachel on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with an E on the end of it. And she'll be back next week. But if there's anything in particular, kids will be back in school. If there's anything next Wednesday you would like to talk about, nothing is off the table. Please get in touch with the team 24/7. Jen at rte.ie. We will be back after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.